Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं दधाति स्वपथान्तिकम् जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वंशाकल्पधरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मुखं करोति वाचालं भङ्गं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयं तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिः Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 9. The title of the chapter is Appearance of the Demon Vritrasura. Text number 37. So this is just like only two-line sloka today. So just Samam
Vishamam
Matinam मतं अनुसरसि यथा रज्जु माण्डः सर्पादि हियं समाविषममतीनं मतं अनुसरसि मतं अनुसरसि यथा रज्जुखण्डः सर्पाधिधियम् समाविषममतीनां मतं अनुसरसि यथा रज्जुखण्ड सर्पाधिधियम् समाविषममतीनां मदं अनुसरसि यथा रज्जुखण्ड सर्पाधिधियम् Samam, equal or proper, Vishamam, and unequal or mistaken, Matinam, of those having intelligence, Matam, conclusion, Anusarasi, you follow, Yata, just as, Rajukandaha, a piece of rope, sarpa adi,
sarpa adi,
a snake, etc. Dhiyam,
of those who perceive.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A rope causes fear for a bewildered person who considers it as a snake, but not for a person with proper intelligence who knows it to be only a rope. Similarly, you, as the super soul in everyone's heart, inspire fear or fearlessness according to one's intelligence. But in you, there is no duality. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 4.11, the Lord says, Ye yata mam prapadhyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. As one surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the reservoir of everything, including all knowledge, all truth, and all contradictions. The example cited herein is very appropriate. A rope is one truth, but some mistake for a snake, whereas others know it to be a rope. Similarly, devotees who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not see contradictions in him, but non-devotees regard him as the snake-like source of all fear. For example, when Narsingadev appeared, Prahlad Maharaj saw the Lord as the supreme solace, whereas the father, demon, saw him the ultimate death. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.37, Bayam Dvitiya Abhinnesh Vishata Isyat. Fear results from being absorbed in duality. When one is in knowledge of duality, one knows both fear and bliss. The same Supreme Lord is a source of bliss to devotees and fear to non-devotees who have a poor fund of knowledge. God is one, but people understand the absolute truth from different angles of vision. The unintelligent see contradictions in him, but the sober devotees find no contradictions. Translation. A rope causes fear for a bewildered person who considered it as a snake, but not for a person with proper intelligence who knows it to be only a rope. Similarly, you as the super soul in everyone's heart inspire fear or fearlessness according to one's intelligence. But in you, there is no duality. So, you know who is speaking this?
Demigods.
Speaking to whom?
The Lord.
Lord. That's good. At least half battle is solved actually. At least we know who is talking to whom. That is the main problem actually. So the demigods are saying to the Lord, a rope causes fear to be bewildered for a person who considered to be a snake, but not for a person with proper intelligence who knows to be only a rope. So here, we have to understand, Lord, one time the scriptures describe Lord is like a fear personified, correct? Lord is fear personified, is that correct? Lord is fear personified? No? Don't know, that's all. Lord is fear personified. Sometimes it is mentioned Lord is fear personified. But other side it is said Lord is afraid. Lord is afraid of a Mother Yashoda having a small stick in the hand, and he is afraid of the stick actually. How it is possible? Fear personified is afraid of Krishna, but that Krishna is afraid of the small stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda. Is that a contradiction or not contradiction? Contradiction? Today Maunabrat, correct? today all the pandits are Maunabrat maybe. Yeah, contradiction, no contradiction. This pandit is asking. It's a contradiction. Yes. Lord, fear personified is afraid of him. All the devatas, everybody is afraid of him. But he is afraid when the mother is not even big stick only, just small stick only. And he is afraid. So that is a contradiction. So that is why devatas are pointing out there are contradictions in the Lord. But here in this sloka, we are going to see the contradictions in the Lord, it's not a real contradiction. Because even though from our point of view we think as a contradiction, but Lord is Sampurna Bhagavan. Sampurna Bhagavan. Krishna is called like everybody is Bhagavan. Ramachandra Murthy is also Bhagavan. Maryada Purushottam. Krishna is also Bhagavan. But Krishna, a special characteristic is Sampurna Bhagavan. Sampurna Bhagavan means he, all the characteristics are there. He is the reservoir. It is mentioned here. He is the reservoir of all characteristics. And he manifests these characteristics as needed. That's what Srila Prabhupada straight away quotes this sloka from Bhagavad Gita. Ye yata mam prapadhyante tam tataiva bhajamyaham. What is the meaning of that, Hare Krishna? What is the meaning of the sloka? Ye yata mam prapadhyante. What is the meaning of the sloka? Anyone know the sloka? That's all. Ye yata mam prapadhyante tam tataiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartamanu vartante manushya partha sarvasham. As you surrender, so I reciprocate. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, when we surrender to Krishna, accordingly Krishna reciprocates. This is Krishna's very unique form of reciprocation. Because normally people see this is like a Lord is like a stereotype person. You do always one way. It's not one way. If somebody wants Lord as a friend, Lord is ready to become his friend. Somebody wants to serve the Lord, Lord is ready to accept as a master. And somebody wants to be like a Lord's father or mother, he is ready to accept the Vatsalya Bhav. And somebody wants to love the Lord, and the Lord is ready to become their lover. So Lord reciprocates. As you surrender, as according to your ruchi, according to your taste, the Lord is willing to reciprocate. If somebody wants Lord to be their enemy, then the Lord fulfills that desire also. You want to be Lord to be the enemy, okay, so be it. So he gives that. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in 15th chapter, Mataha smritir jnanam apohanamscha vedaischa sarvai ahameva vedyo vedanta krita veda vid eva chaham. From Lord only Lord gives intelligence, Lord gives forgetfulness, Lord gives remembrance. Because of the Lord is situated as a Paramatma, he is giving all these things according to our desire. So this is very, very important for us in our life. The main thing what we can do is only desire. Desire only we can do. We can't do anything. Everything has to be facilitated by the Lord. Lord only maintains that. Lord only makes the arrangement. It says, Nityo Nityanam, Shetanas Chetananam, Yeko Bahunam, Yo Vidatati Kama. There is one supreme absolute truth. He maintains all this Nitya Nityanam. Nitya. Nitya is one Nitya. And he, what he is doing? Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam. So he maintains everyone. So that way, if you understand, so this is the way we can reconcile these contradictions. How this Lord is one person, he is behaving in one particular way to one person, behaving in a different way to the other person. How it is possible? Because according to the desire, according to the taste, according to the ruchi that person has developed, accordingly the Lord reciprocates with this person. So here we find like different people see Lord differently. So we have this famous pastime in when Lord Krishna, when he appeared in Mathura, in the arena of fighting, he just effortlessly, he was just coming for this thing, and effortlessly he killed this Kovalaya, Pida, the elephants, this Lord killed. So then the people are observing. Who are all observing? Anyone know? Who are observing Krishna?
The people.
But who are the people? Yes?
Mathuravasi.
Yeah, that's a general answer. But individually, who are all?
Balram
is also there. Who are all watching Krishna? Because Mathuravasi, very correct, Mathuravasis are there, and that friends of Krishna, cowherd boys are there, gopas are there, gopis are there, and Chanur is there, Mushtik is there, Kamsa is there, and Vasudev is there, Devak is there, everybody is watching. They are all watching the same thing? Yes. But they are watching the same thing. But what do they feel? What Kamsa was feeling?
Fear.
Fear. And what Yashoda is feeling? Oh, it's my darling. Eh? And what cowherd boys are joking? Oh, it's our Krishna, our friend Krishna. Eh? And Chanur Mushtik is saying, you just effortlessly killed this elephant. They are feeling the thunderbolt. Like one person is saying Krishna is a thunderbolt and the other person is saying Krishna is like a lotus. Is it not contradiction? Full of contradictions. From A to B, A to Z, all contradiction only. One person is saying thunderbolt. Other person is thinking like he is like a lotus. Other person is feeling like he is my cupid. He is my lover. So this is like all these contradictions actually. But same Krishna. Krishna is the same. But different people, according to their desires, according to the ruchi, according to the taste they have developed, they visualize Krishna. Because it's not imagination. It is not unreal. It is a real only. But Krishna reciprocates according to their desires. Because Chanura, Mushti, they have developed enmity towards Krishna. And Kamsa, obviously he has developed enmity towards Krishna. So, for Kamsa, Krishna is appearing like a death personified or fear personified. So, that's not Krishna's problem. That is not Krishna's problem. We have developed attitude towards, that is why we also have to remember what kind of, if we have a very antagonistic attitude towards the Lord, then we'll have that same reciprocation. But if we have a very benevolent or very servitive attitude, then we will get Lord's mercy. But one thing we have to remember, whatever the Lord does, it is for our benefit only. Sometimes the people say, oh, your Lord is very partial. Have you heard this argument? Your Lord is partial. You are very busy. You heard this argument? Your Lord is partial. Huh? You have not heard it. You heard it. What is your answer to that? Lord is partial or not partial?
He is not partial.
Okay. So he is not like a, this is a different, but everybody else is saying Lord is partial. She is saying not partial. Yes, Lord is partial. One way is partial, other way is not partial. How he is partial? Because it's like the Acharyas give the example, like the rain. before that, Srila Prabhupada explains that Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu Namai Dveshwasti Na Priya E Bhajante Tu Maam Bhaktiya Mahite Teshu Chapya. In the 9th chapter, Lord Krishna explained, I am equal to everyone. I do not envy anyone. Nor anyone is dear to me. So when the Lord is as a Paramatma, he is equal to everyone. He is not a distinguishing between, like when the rain falls, the rain, whether it is, it is a ocean, it's a rock, it is a vegetation, rain considers that? No, rain doesn't consider whether it's a rock, whether it's a ocean, whether it's a vegetation, whether it's a garden, or whatever it may be, rain just pours. This is like a Paramatma is merciful to everyone. But as a Bhagavan, Krishna, he is saying that this is like a, in the 4th chapter, Krishna says, this is like a Sukruti and Dushkruti. Those two people are there. Krishna also, it's not like Krishna is like just everything is equal. No, not that. Krishna is saying, I am here. Eda yada hi dharmasya lhanir bhavati bharata abhyuktanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujameham paritranaya sadhunam. So Krishna says, I am to protect the devotees, paritranaya sadhuna, vinasaya dushkruta. Vinasa means those who are miscreants, dushkruta. Because we have to be annihilated. So Krishna also, as a Bhagavan, he also has anger, he also has some krodha, bhaya. All these things, everything is there, whatever we have, it is there in Krishna also. So it's not like if we have something, it should be there in Krishna, then only we can have it, otherwise we can't have it. So those things are always there. So that way we have to understand is Krishna, yes, Krishna is not partial because he is equal to everyone. But if somebody takes special interest in him, like Srila Prabhupada gives an example, a father will have 10 sons. Okay? So the father, as a father, he will maintain all the 10 sons. He will give food and whatever education, everything needed for the person. But one child is very, very obedient, very, very serving. That child's father will have a soft karma. Is it nothing? Is it natural or unnatural? Natural. So that's what Krishna is doing. So Krishna, if somebody is serving Krishna, oh, I am surrendered to you, I want to do, okay. Then if you are decided like that, then I will give you intelligence for that. I want to rebel. I want to get antagonistic to you. I want to against you. Okay, just go back to this material world and exercise your freedom, left, right, center, everywhere you exercise. And then come to the conclusion that there is nothing here. Nothing here. Then only, okay, no, you found out nothing here. Okay, then come back. This is the Krishna has given so much freedom for us actually, because he's not like Krishna could have done that easily, you are not going to cooperate with me, dang, finish, that's it. No, okay, you are not cooperating with me, okay, I will make some arrangement for you. So you go and here, go through this situation here. Daivi hesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya meta. So Krishna gives the formula, gives this arrangement, and then you try to do your exercise of enjoying separately from him and get frustrated, and oh Krishna, I made a mistake here, I should have been there only, why I am suffering here. Oh, then okay, have you realized that? Okay, then you are ready to go back. It's a whole length. The whole exercise for human life is for this one. This is the only activity we have to do in the human, for all other activity, all other job, all other thing, everything, whatever we are doing is just to aid this activity of how we can live in this world and then go back home, back to God. And that is be our only purpose. All other things are superfluous. But what happens is, more unfortunately, all other things we take it very seriously. This activity you put in the back burner. Oh, going back home, back to God. What is the need, urgency for that? Now, we'll do it later. But that is the main activity. Our main activity, why we are in the material world, is we have to find a solution to the problem of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. That is the problem. Main problem is that only. For that purpose only we are sitting here actually. So we have to find a solution for that. So Srila Prabhupada says here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the reservoir of everything, including all knowledge, all truth and all contradiction. The example cited herein is very appropriate. A rope is one truth, but some mistake or other, someone mistake it or snake. So this is a very famous analogy everywhere given in the Shastra. Rope and a snake. Sometimes the rope is there and snake is, both are truth. Rope is there, or individually rope, and snake is also there. But sometimes the rope may be there and then we may mistake it as a snake. Sometimes. Same way, the devotees and the non-devotees, see, Krishna for a devotee, for him there is no problem. He is very, very happy. But when non-devotee sees Krishna, he becomes very, very envious. This is Srila Prabhupada many times gives the example of what example Prabhupada gives about this? Anyone knows? What example Prabhupada gives about devotees are very, very happy to see Krishna, and then the non-devotees are very, very fearful. Prabhupada gives many examples. You can remember one example. Yes? Yes, wonderful example. Yes, that's what I was thinking of. Kitten and the mouse. Because this is like a rat. That's okay. Cat is going. Cat is carrying the kitten. And the kitten is feeling, it's like a bliss actually. The mother is carrying me and the kitten is feeling bliss actually. But at the same time, the rat is same mouth, same cat. But the cat, what is that? The rat is thinking or mouse is thinking, that's it, death for me. So this is same mood. Everything is same, but the feeling is different. Same way Krishna, Prabhupada gives other examples also. I think you have to keep on thinking actually what Prabhupada, when Prabhupada says one sentence here, what he means, what he is going to say, we have to put our thinking. So Prabhupada talks about the policeman. Have you thought that example? No? Policeman example? You know policeman example? Yes, but if somebody a good person,
then he will be
happy.
Yeah, happy. And then when he comes home, then like outside he will not be careful with the child, but when he comes back home, he will play nice with the child.
Yeah, correct. See, this is another way of understanding. Because Srila Prabhupada gives all the examples. You don't have to manufacture anything. No need to manufacture, no need to produce big theories or anything. Because the policeman example, Prabhupada, many times he gives police, when the law abider, he is very, very happy. Oh, the police has come. So he is very happy. Okay, now my solace is there. But the law breaker, he will be, oh, police is here, I have to run. Like, so the same way, the devotees, when they see Krishna, they see all auspicious, everything is good. But non-devotees, then they think Krishna, when they see Krishna, this is again Krishna, again. So that's a Kamsa mood actually. Kamsa want to, actually it is interesting, Kamsa also didn't understand Krishna is God. And Yashodamayi also didn't understand Krishna is God. Krishna is not God. She also thinking, oh, he is not God, he is my son. Kamsa is also thinking like that. Is it Kamsa and Yashoda are the same platform? Why? What is the difference? Fear or hatred for Krishna. Yeah, these are all the contradictions we have to understand. So Prabhupada says here, a rope is truth, but some mistake it for a snake, whereas others know it to be a rope. Similarly, devotees who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not see contradictions in Him, but non-devotees regard Him as the snake-like source of all fear. We all know, there are many, many pastimes where the when the Lord appeared as Narsingadev. We had Narsingha Chaturdasi. When Lord appeared as Narsingadev, and Narsingadev, when all these, so devatas are also there, that Brahmadi, all the Rudra, all the devatas are there, and Hiranyakashipu is seeing Narsingadev, same Narsingadev, and he is completely, it's like a death actually, he's seeing death because his time has come. But Prahlad Maharaj is a small boy and he is completely, he is undisturbed and he is just like paying obeisances to the Lord and he is praying to the Lord. Because same, this is like a, even though it's like a Ugra, the Lord is coming as a Ugra Narasimha, but for Prahlad it's just like a very, very simple, he is not perturbed by this Ugra form of the Lord. The same way, the example is given like the lion, the cub, you know, like lion, they don't have any problem playing with the lion. But far we can't go near the lion, but the cubs, they don't have any problem. Same way, this is like a Lord when he appears in a particular way, and it's like a, for a devotees, he's very, very pleasing. For non-devotees, they take it as a big trouble. Trouble is coming, you know, that way they think like that. There's many pastimes like that. And the same way, when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, different people had a different angle of vision. What did Vasudev and all the Nanda Maharaj and all these elderly people, what they were thinking? Should read Krishna book. Yeah, because they were thinking Krishna is very tired. If you look at the picture, na, all the gopas are also holding a stick actually, as if just because if he is like playing a little bit of hill is going to fall, so we'll also give a hand for Krishna. Na. They are also holding the stick as if the Govardhan doesn't fall down or something. They are like that. And the gopas are, the friends are laughing. They know Krishna can do anything. What is this big Govardhan for him? Na? Like they were laughing. And then gopis, obviously they love Krishna so much. So like this, like different, same incident and different people have different appreciation. Different appreciation. Because they are thinking, like Mother Yashoda is thinking like, oh, my child is very tired. He has to eat something. How long are you going to keep on holding this? Her problem is that only. Her Vindra's problem is different problem. And Govardhan Vasi's problem, that's a different problem. Different people have different problem. But Krishna, when he does one thing, she finishes so many things. So many things, he's all encompassing. Krishna is all encompassing. Not just like one this, keep on routine, ta 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 ta. No, not like that. He will do this, he will do that, and everybody will be happy. Krishna's by one action, everybody becomes happy. But we do one activity, everybody becomes unhappy actually. In the material world, we do one activity, everybody becomes unhappy. But Krishna, one activity, like a very nice example, when the Mahabharata Yuddha has to start. So that time, like a Duryodhan wanted to go and get some, they knew that okay, Krishna is very powerful, we have to get some kind of blessings, or not blessings, but some kind of things we can ask from. Some boon. So they just, Duryodhana went first. Then after that, who went after that? Arjuna also. Who went first? Duryodhana. Duryodhana went first. Who came next? No. Duryodhana went first. Yeah, and then Arjuna went next. But where did Duryodhana sit?
He sat behind the head.
Yeah, and Duryodhana, Arjuna? Yeah. So Krishna woke up, straight away woke up and see Arjuna. Hey Arjuna, how are you? How are things? I'm Duryodhana here. I came first. Duryodhana is behind actually. Because I worried actually. Duryodhana always worried. He came here to ask from something to Krishna. If this fellow asks for Krishna's army, then we have to be, what we can do? We can't be, we have to live with this fellow. What is the use actually? And Krishna is so clever. That is Duryodhana's desire. This is Arjuna. So Krishna says, like, okay, yeah, but you come first, but I have seen you first, Arjuna first, so you first ask. So then Arjuna says, is there anything choice for me? No, I don't have any, I don't want any choice. I just want you only. Then Duryodhana says, ah, very good. That's it. This is what I wanted actually. See, this is how Krishna fulfills the desire. See, Krishna, Arjuna's desire is Krishna, and Duryodhana's desire is Narayana Sen. Krishna, one stroke he fulfilled everybody's desire. Because for us it's very difficult. If I please this fellow, that fellow will get, that fellow will be unhappy. Krishna, one small activity, just to give an example, one small activity Krishna performs, that fellow will happy, this fellow also happy. Have you seen any, have you really performed any activity like that? No. You do one activity, other fellow will get unhappy. You do this one, that other fellow will get on our case. But here, Krishna's one, that is what Bhagavan means. He is one activity, pleases everyone. He just, he, not only is he only two, so many people get pleased actually. Yasmin tushte, jagat tushte. If Krishna is satisfied, the whole jagat will become happy. That's why we are saying, you please Krishna. Don't try to please individually this one, that one, that one, this one. So Narada Muni says, Yatha taror mula nishechanena trupchanti tatkanda bhujopashaka pranopakarascha yatendriyanam sarvarganam achyutejya. When you water the root of the tree, the whole tree gets nourished. When you put the food in the stomach, only 8:25. When you put food in the stomach, then the whole body gets nourished. Same way, when you offer the obeisances, when you offer the pranams to Krishna, everybody, all the devatas, everybody becomes satisfied actually. So this is the easy way of satisfying. Or because otherwise, how 33 crore demigods, you can't satisfy. It's very difficult. So instead, you just satisfy Krishna, automatically everybody becomes satisfied. So Prabhupada gives this example where how this Narsingadeva example we saw, and also we have a part. Krishna also, when he comes, he wanted to give a fair chance to Duryodhana also. He wanted to stop this battle. He came as a Shanti Dut, peace messenger. He came. And when Krishna came as a peace messenger, again the same thing happened. So many people saw in the assembly. Bhishma Dev saw, Dronacharya saw, Pandava saw, and also these people also saw that Duryodhana and party, they also saw. Duryodhana started giving gali. He was, even though he was outwardly respectful, but he was not, in the heart he was burning, like, oh, what is this? He didn't have much, he came to one place because he wanted to arrest Krishna. All the yogis and jnanis are trying to hit Krishna in the heart. He wanted to arrest Krishna, but nothing happened actually. So this is a, so this way, according to the way you see, accordingly Krishna reciprocates. You want to keep Krishna as your enemy, then Krishna makes the argument for that also. So that is why we have to be very careful what mood we want to interact with actually. That's why there are so many rasas are there. It's not, you know, shortage, 5 plus 7, so many rasas are there. We can develop the rasa slowly, slowly. We can start practicing our devotional service. This is a sadhana bhakti. And then by the mercy of Guru, by mercy of Krishna, we'll have whatever our constitutional position, then we'll enjoy Krishna. We can have any rasa, whatever rasa, whatever you want, Krishna is ready to fulfill that. Where we can find such a master actually. Whatever you want, you go to the boss, boss will dictate things, do this, do this, do this, or you get lost. But here Krishna, okay, you want to do this way, you can do that. That way, all the options are given. So, Prabhupada says here, they are stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, bhayam dutiya abhinna visheta asya. For fear is coming from observing duality. Because this, why the fear is coming, Srila Prabhupada explains in that sloka. I'll just read that. This is the 11th canto, it's mentioned. One second. Yeah. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body, because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potency for illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master whom he should accept as worshipable deity and his very life and soul. Okay, this is the fear. The fear element causes the problem. When we identify we are this body, then all the bodily problems start coming. When we understand I am not this body, I am spirit soul, I am a servant of Krishna, then automatically that there is, this is like a duality, because in the 7th chapter Krishna says, Iccha Dvesha Samudhena Dhanda Mohena Bharata. Iccha Dvesha Samudhena Dhanda Mohena Bharata. That means because of the desire and hate, we come into this material world. Desire and hate. Iccha Dvesha. Iccha means desire, Dvesha means hate. Iccha Dvesha Samudhena Dhanda Mohena Dhanda. There is a duality there. The duality is, this is, I like this, I don't like. I like this, I hate this. This is what, if you go outside, I hate this. they make this, I hate this, I like this. Because this is a problem, is by developing this Iccha and Dvesha only we came to this material world. So what we have to do is, we have to slowly give up this mentality of Iccha and Dvesha. Krishna, what is pleasing to you, that I will do. It's not my question of what my hate or my liking. That is why Anukulyasya Sankalpa. Whatever is favorable to our devotional service, we accept it. What is not favorable to devotional service, we reject it. That way, if we can, then there is no your Iccha, your Dvesha. It is Krishna's Iccha, whatever Krishna wants. What is Krishna's will? What is Krishna's desire? That is what happens. So, that's why the end of Bhagavad Gita, whole Bhagavad Gita, Krishna spoke. And finally, he told Arjuna, Yata Icchasi Tata Kuru. He didn't give any this thing like Krishna Arjuna, either you have to do this way, otherwise I'm going to get angry with you. No. He said, Yata Ichasi Tata Guru. You have explained everything, you deliberate it, and you do what you want to do. Krishna gives us the freedom, always gives the freedom. The freedom is never taken away from the living entity. Always, even in this state, conditioned state, and in the liberated state also, the freedom is there. That freedom is always there. Free will, that's why free will is there always. So we have to exercise our free will. Krishna, I want you. Like Arjuna said, I want you. After like Duryodhana, I want you, Narayana Sena. Because I want you, all your opulence, I don't want you. So that type of thing. Instead, so that is why if somebody decides that, then Krishna is very merciful. Even though this Maya, the duality is very, very difficult to overcome, Krishna gives the formula, Mamevaya prapadhyante Maya metam karantite. If somebody surrenders to Krishna, then for that person, it is very easy to overcome this Maya. Krishna, Prabhupada writes in the purport that Krishna orders this material energy. Because a kind father, he says, don't disturb this fellow. Don't disturb, because he has already surrendered to me. That's it. So that's why Maya salutes. Okay, now you are like, I'm not going to bother you with all these different situations for you. Because that is, Krishna will do the test. Don't think that Krishna is just give the world straight away, come and crawl in your backyard. Like, may not happen. But Krishna will do a lot of tests and whether is it worthwhile crawling in your backyard. Krishna will test it actually. If you prove that, okay Krishna, yeah, I want only you, I don't want anything, and then Krishna becomes subservient. That's why it's not like we can't keep 10 different things, you know, like, okay, this or that, this and that, and then little bit Krishna, you also be there just in case anything fails, you know, you have to just protect me. Like that, if we keep, then Krishna's protection also only that much only. But Krishna, you are my only protector, nothing else. Then Krishna, oh, very serious business, then I have to go. Like we find sometimes the children, small child, no? Like a small child will be crying. Mother will know, just throw something, no? Like that's it. No? That another 10 minutes will go to the auto mode. The child will not cry and will play with that. Another cry will come, the mother will know, what is this cry mean? Just pour something else. No? And one cry will be, one cry, only mother will know. That cry means, no? Like all these different things will not help. I have to go. Same way for us also. We have to start developing that mood of crying for Krishna. Like Draupadi Maharani, he cried, hey Govinda. She thought, Draupadi Maharani thought, no, like, oh, all these Pandavas are there, they will help. Bhishma, Drona, they will help. All the assembly people, they will help. Nobody helped. Nobody could not help.
No one could help. No one could help also. Then finally say, I will protect myself. That also didn't help because Duchasan is a Maharati. Can't help. Then Draupadi said, my situation is very, very dangerous. Only Krishna can help. Hey Govinda. That's it. When Hey Govinda happened, then Krishna says, because of one call, that Hey Govinda call, I am eternally indebted to you. Krishna became eternally indebted to Mother Draupadi. That call is like a very powerful call. That's the call we have to develop actually. It's not like a Krishna, I come with Krishna, this is covered, that is covered, I have insurance, I have Medicare, I have policy, that policy. It's all, just in case Krishna, any of this goes a little bit back, any problem, just you be there, just there to protect me. Krishna is not going to be impressed with that actually. So we have to be, yes, everything else is there Krishna, because if you don't put a tick, then nothing will survive. Then if you have that mood, then Krishna's full protection is with us. So we have to develop that mood actually. So this is the different ways the devotees see. And also we discussed about that Samoham Sarvabhutesh in that 9th chapter. It is like even though Krishna, sometimes Krishna kills people, like Krishna killed Kamsa, Sisupala, they all, because even though from an external point of view, Krishna was very angry with them. And so Krishna, actually there is nothing like anger in the sense that anger also is Krishna's mercy. Person who killed by Krishna, he also gets liberation, gets this. And also, it's mentioned these different gunas. Like we have this understanding in the material world. The guna means like I have some mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. So this problem that I want nirgun. People always say nirvana, no problem. I don't want any gunas. And we superimpose that on the God also, saying if there is some qualities in somebody, then that fellow also will have problems. So that's when they come to the conclusion, like the Mayavada conclusion, they say God is nirguna. Nirguna, there is no guna. But the Acharyas explained, God is nirguna, that is also correct. And God is saguna also. Nirguna means no gunas. No guna doesn't mean no qualities, no material qualities. Krishna does not have any material quality. Like when Krishna is having angry with somebody, Krishna is killing somebody, from a material point of view, if you see, he is very angry, he is going there to kill Bhishma Dev, not that angry. But he has a mission. He is saying, now I have told my devotee will not be vanquished and you are trying to kill my devotee. I am going to get on your case. And Krishna wants to prove that actually. So like this Krishna's apparent killing, like Kamsa was killed, Shishupala, Dantavakra, all these personalities were killed, they were also liberated. So it's not like there is no, like Bhutana. What can you do? Krishna was very afraid actually. Like this is a Krishna closed his eyes also. Because this is like a, Krishna closed his eyes for a different reason. Because this is like a mother. So how can we kill a mother? Like he comes to the give milk. But anyway, it's smeared with poison. But still Krishna was hesitant. So then finally he gave a position of a nurse in the. So this is Krishna. This is Krishna means even though a person comes to harm Krishna, for that person also Krishna is very merciful. Then you think about a person who is completely 24/7 engaged in a devotional service, what kind of personality Krishna is. That's why Krishna says to, Durvasa Muni, Durvasa Muni committed an offense at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj, and Ambarish Maharaj, he was a very simple person, and Durvasa Muni had to fly from Brahma Loka to Sadashiva Loka, went to Vaikuntha Loka also, even up to the Vaikuntha, entrance of Vaikuntha also he could go, and have a darshan of Lord Vishnu also, and ask this Sudarshan Chakra is behind me, please help me. Lord Vishnu said, no, I can't do anything. My dear Brahmana, the best course of action for me to go and fall at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. If Ambarish Maharaj forgives you, then only this Sudarshan Chakra will go by. So, see, look at how Krishna makes even, what is a big deal for Krishna and like Sudarshan Chakra to come back? It's nothing for him, but he attaches so much importance for his devotee that I don't consider offense to a devotee easily. Like it's not like, sometimes the devotee may not take this as an offense actually. Ambarish Maharaj didn't consider as any offense at all, but Krishna took it as an offense. So this is the other way around also. Sometimes when a non-devotee commits an offense, to Krishna. Krishna may not take it as an offense, but devotee have to become very serious. Oh, at that time, no ahimsa, no shanti, all like, now we have to be peaceful. Yeah, those things won't work. But if you are, again, if you are blaspheming Krishna, if you are blaspheming the acharyas, then we have to get agitated. Not that, okay, at that time, apply the formula like, oh, no, we have to be sama, tama, saucha, that all go out of the window only. Because now, this is the, that is why Krishna do, that's all these things actually. When a devotee is in danger, when a devotee is put into difficulty, he completely in the side of the, that is what Krishna's very special benediction. Name bhakta pranashyati, my devotee will not be vanquished. So, all these examples here, the Srimad Bhagavatam, this, all this, it gives us hope, gives us assurance, reassurance that Krishna is there. We are not alone. We are not alone. Krishna is there to help us in all our endeavors. Only thing is, we take help from Krishna. We take appropriate assistance from Krishna, and Krishna's devotees, then our life will be successful. Otherwise, if we think we are alone, I can do my own thing, I can, then it's a very dangerous situation. Very outside world, or any this situation is very difficult actually, because this is like so many this thing, you know, like it's mentioned that it's all the Mahabharata Yuddha, all these great personality, Bhishma, Drona, all they are like sharks actually, like a big sharks going in the ocean. But here Arjuna, compared to Drona, compared to Bhishma, Arjuna is nothing actually. But Krishna is behind the side of Krishna, Arjuna. So that way he could become victorious. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha, Tatra Shri Vijayobhuti Dhruva Niti Madhirmama. Sanjay understood. Because wherever there is Krishna is there, where is the archer Arjuna, there Tatra Shri Vijayobhuti, all this morality, opulence, victory, everything will be there in that. So that is assured. So we also, it is for us to understand which side we have to take. We don't want to like follow Duryodhana's policy. We want to take Arjuna's policy. Arjuna took Krishna as his. Krishna said, I am not going to fight. Oh, doesn't matter whether you fight or not. You be with me only. So that type of thing. Whether, so then our life will be successful. So all these apparent contradictions, if they all reconciled in Krishna. How Krishna behaves like this, why Krishna behaves like this, all this, there is a reason for that. That's when we have to study Srimad Bhagavatam, the Acharyas, what Prabhupada explained, like that, then there won't be any confusion. We also understand Prabhupada, in the God's three features. There is a Paramatma feature, there is a Bhagavan feature, and there is a Brahman feature. Even though Brahman feature is there, that understanding is not complete. Then Paramatma feature is there. And there also you get Sat, Chit, Ananda. So you want to get all the Sat, Chit, Ananda. All of them you want to get, you have to appreciate the Bhagavan feature. So like this, if you understand, then there is no contradiction. Krishna, whatever Krishna does is wonderful. The example of the cobbler and the brahmana, you all know the story. When the cobbler when the brahmana, when he heard what your Lord was doing, and then in Brahmana, he said, Narada Muni said, the Lord is putting the elephant through the eye of a needle. The brahmana said, he's far out. This is, you didn't even go anywhere. You are just bluffing actually. How it is possible? And he chased Narada Muni. But same Narada Muni went to cobbler. And then cobbler, he said the same thing. And he was, oh, what a wonderful thing. Oh dear, what a wonderful thing. Have you understood? Yeah, what is the difficulty for Lord? He said the whole banyan tree here. The whole banyan tree is there, but the seed is so small. He could put the small seed into that. So the whole banyan tree come out. What is difficulty for him? So that he understood. Same way for us also, there is no contradiction. Krishna can do anything and everything. It's possible for him. May not be possible for me. He can lift Govardhan Hill, no problem. For me, I can't even just lift the glass. That is a big circus actually. But for him, it's not a big problem. So that this way, we can understand all these things. Srila Prabhupada says, everything is reconciled in Krishna. All these things are resolved in Krishna. So that's why you call Krishna is Sampurna Bhagavan. Whatever the desires you have, all that is why by engaging in devotional service, we get all the whatever desires we have, they also automatically get fulfilled. So I'll stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Yeah, you have a question? Yes?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the next class. You said about how Krishna responds to people according to their
desire. Yeah.
So what desire or bhav should devotees have?
Sorry?
What desire or bhav should devotees have towards Krishna?
Which devotee? Ashram devotee?
Like
us. What should be our desire? That you are asking, what should be our desire? Yeah, our desire should be, we have to remember Krishna all the time, 24/7, we have to remember Krishna and try to, according to our capacity, whatever we can do for Krishna, we can do that. That should be our desire. Our desire is how to please Krishna, how to do something in the service of Krishna, how to do something in the service of Srila Prabhupada. Because if you please the Guru, then automatically Krishna is pleased. Correct? So you can do whatever according to your capacity. You are maybe a student. If you are a student, as a student, what you can do for Krishna? You can learn Bhagavad Gita nicely, you can learn Srimad Bhagavatam nicely and preach the message of Krishna. And also obedient to your parents also. Otherwise, your parents will say, you said everything but you didn't say that actually. So you have to be obedient to your parents also. And whatever instruction they give, you follow that also. That way it will be pleasing to Krishna. Correct? You said you have some other different way of pleasing? Yeah, that's all. Yeah, you have some question?
Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna, ma'am. Yeah.
You are saying how when Krishna is happy, everyone is happy.
Yes.
But you see in Govardhan Leela how.
Indra was not happy. Indra became happy. Just he was waiting for Sinha's question. And after a few minutes, he became happy. Because you remember, if you go a little bit later in that pastime, Indra comes. And then he falls at the feet of, because he didn't want to, because he is a big personality. He can't just come public and he can't just apologize. And he just came after that, he did Airavata, he did Abhisheka, and then finally he also became happy. He knew that, Indra knew that what he is doing is wrong. But sometimes the power corrupts. When you get into the Indra, normal power here, Prime Minister, Chief Minister, power only corrupts actually. When it comes to the Indra Loka, very difficult actually. Krishna has put us in the proper position. No power, nothing. You know, just like wherever you are, you know, like you can be sane actually. Yeah? Otherwise, you know, you get little bit power, little bit position, then you get little bit intoxicated. So that's why Indra committed a mistake. But after that, he was feeling remorse for that, and he became happy, saying that, you know, Krishna. But the problem is, you know, Indra after that forgets actually. Then again, when Krishna goes for Parijata, again fights actually. For something else, again he will fight. So he had to keep, Krishna has a big problem. He has to keep on reminding, I am the Supreme, I am the Supreme. I told you one time I am Supreme, why are you not remembering? He has to, because Indra makes a mistake again. Like another time he goes and Parijada, oh, you are taking Parijada, I am going to have a fight with you. So he already had a Govardhan fight, you know, again he want to have another fight. Anyway, this is, again, we should not make fun of Indra. Maybe this is like, when we are in the position, we don't have anything and we are so proud actually. We don't have anything, we don't possess anything and we are so proud. And Indra possesses so many things, sometimes the pride may come. So we have to be a little bit humble, and then we have to, what the lesson we have to learn from that, we have to learn. That's it, not to make Indra as a laughing stock or anything. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, you have a question, sorry.
Like you said that the Lord never vanquishes his devotees, like Lord protects his devotees.
Yes.
So Prabhuji, then someone can say like he was going to go to kill, like he was going to kill Bhishma Pitama when he was taking the wheel.
Yeah.
But then Bhishma, he's protecting Arjuna, but then Bhishma Pitama is also his devotee.
Yeah, so he didn't want to kill Bhishma Pitama. Actually, Bhishma Pitama had another vow. He wanted to see Krishna in the, he is a chival, his mood is chivalry, correct? He wanted to see Krishna in that particular form of like a fighting form. Right? So to prove that, he just came. So there is many things, that's when again another point, Krishna fulfills many desires at one stroke, all in one stroke actually. Because Bhishma had taken a promise that I will fight in such a way that Krishna has to pick up the wheel or some weapon, and then he will chase towards this Bhishma. Then Bhishma's inner desire was, he wanted to meditate on that form of the Lord. So there he is chasing towards Bhishma. So that's why he gave him darshan of that particular form also. It's not like he didn't want to kill Bhishma, just like it's a show that he wanted, Bhishma wanted to have that particular form, darshan. So he gave that darshan also.
Thank you.
Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.